A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And oh my God, Mary, big news. It's episode 201 and nothing's changed. We're so humble. You guys,
people actually reposted our last episode, like that they were listening. I got even a friend personally congratulated me. That's like, so I know, nice. I really stuck to it, guys.
This has been Mary's biggest commitment in her life.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
well, besides my job, I've been there for 10 years, but.
True, but that pays the bills. Well, this could, I guess. You know, either way, this is a big commitment and we're still here. You know, I always thought we would just like sell out at one point, and it's like, I keep trying.
We're trying to sell out.
People are like, oh, God. Like, some, you remember when people were like, oh, you guys are like selling out? We're like, hey, yeah, have you not listened to us since the beginning? That's
what's
been
the point?
A goal. Like, yeah. You know, it's all about the Benjamins.
Make that money. Yeah. There's definitely a shelf life on this, people. Like, we don't know where Bravo's going.
Yeah, it's like we cannot be TLC girls. We can't.
But we are kind of. Wait,
Okay. You know about this.
So my sister and I started kind of maybe watching My 1,000-Pound Life. And it's about two sisters. One of them, I think, is like 600 and the other one's like 400 pounds. You guys, it is next level. Like, I don't come on this journey with me.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not completely, let's just say I can watch it from time to time.
It's not a must watch every week, but it's a, hey, I'm
Well, you're rooting for them. You're rooting for them. You're like, you want them to get the surgery. You want them to change their lives. You want them to feel good. They go to the swimming pool and they go to like a water aerobics class and like they giggled so much. They had the best time.
Good. Do you feel like those kind of shows though, I feel like it's super exploitative. Like they're just like kind of like, why don't you guys go to a water aerobics class? And then they like had fun with it. And I feel like it's the opposite effect. Like they almost wanted them to like go to these things and be shamed.
I could see that. But no, they're like confident in their but they also, like, it made them feel so good because, like, they can move their bodies in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, with, like, the water resistance and whatnot.
Right. Anyways, sorry.
I'm not taking that journey with you. I feel like there's enough TV. Like, we always talk about there's too much and there's not enough. But, like, this weekend
there wasn't. Oh, I say there was. Well, I watched the Anna Nicole. Same. Loved it. What did you think?
It was no new information for me. I was very into the Anna. Although her being a lesbian, that was
I did not know that either.
Was new information to me. But everything else, and I was like, we didn't even go in. Like, I wanted more Bobby Trendy. I needed to know more about the Howard Stern, Kay Stern relationship. Like, I felt like I knew a lot of it. Like, remember, we were texting in our group chat.
The,
and I was
the
like,
2 hours was not enough.
It wasn't. I would have taken more. I would have loved, same with the Britney Spears. I would have loved a 6-part docuseries. We got time, guys. We have time.
The Britney Spears skimmed the surface. I had zero new information. I had listened to that podcast when that came out, and that was like
which podcast? The Britney Graham one. Yeah, I remember
right.
that.
I had listened to that. Yeah, no, it wasn't. But I had listened to that one because as the lawyers
because
were changing and stuff.
And that voicemail came out. Yes. And it was like this like national news, totally. I heard that there's also another podcast that goes like deep into it and it's called Dunzo. And so okay. I might like go back and give that a listen because I find it really what that documentary taught me was that we were all like collectively horrible to this like nice woman, like the sweet little girl who just wanted to like make when they showed that governor's wife say I would shoot Britney Spears, it was like what? And then Diane, you thought to tell Britney this? Like, I felt like people just wanted to make her break. Like, it was so
well, and
sad.
Why were we asking someone if they were a virgin?
Why were we
so
talking to her about her breasts? And isn't it so funny when you watch this? It's not funny. When you watch this and you think, like, if somebody asked me that question, I'd be like, how fucking dare you? Like, I feel like I would snap back. But, like, you have such a reputation to uphold. Like, she's a sweet girl next door that she has to just be like.
But no one would ever ask you that now. That was a different time in the media. And
that whole tabloid, like, I was so glad when they showed Perez Hilton looking like absolute shit because he is the worst. And I was like, yeah, you fat fuck. I just hate him so – excuse me. I'm sorry. It just, like, enraged me because – and I used to – but come on. I used to be a part of this too. I can remember refreshing Perez Hilton when I, like, worked in the PR. Like, I could remember, like – is there a new post up? Like, who's he going to draw come on now? And now you, like, look at it, like, back and it's like, oh, my God.
Do you remember
Chris Crocker?
BreatheHeavy.com?
No, you were
that
heavy,
was
a Breathe
all,
Heavy user.
It was an all Britney Spears site, BreatheHeavy.com. It had a photo of her every single day from the paparazzi. So, like, I was deep into – I'll never forget, actually – I remember driving across Golden Gate Bridge one day and I was like deeply concerned about her. Like I remember like being like really
what
nervous.
What happened, right? Is like in 2007?
Yeah, like I was like something bad's going to happen. Like I just like remember and I was like why am I thinking about this so much? Like this is disturbing that I had taken so much time out of my day thinking about it and going to that website every day and seeing her at a gas station eating Cheetos at the Starbucks.
I was
obsessed.
We had Us Weekly. There was like people, the In Touch. Like we were reading. We talked about this before. Like we'd read those tabloids like weekly. Now you'd say like you read them when you get your nails done every so often. That's that's how you, like, you catch up with what's happening in these tabloids. It was so sad. And I just think, like, but it was that culture. And it's so not okay. And watching that paparazzi be like, so when she told you to leave her alone, he's like, ugh, for the day. Like, he had to convince himself that it wasn't right. him that, like, you know, the paparazzi that, like, made her get to a breaking point. And, like, these so – it just was so disheartening. But I feel like there's going to be movement from this.
Oh, completely. So basically, like, Sam came out this week, her boyfriend, and was like, mm-hmm. Jamie's a dick. He totally tries to control our relationship. Brittany almost kind of comments.
Okay, I
love- and was like, you don't know what happens behind the lens. And then, what about the supposedly – one where
she was like, it's a big thing we're all talking about this weekend. And she's like, the Super Bowl. So I really like the Chiefs, but then I also was like, I want the other team to be the winning team to win. So, like, I don't know. And I was like, Brittany, you got us. You got us. Like, she clearly knows what's going on.
No, she completely knows. And supposedly she is working with a female filmmaker and making her own documentary. But you guys, also, we just need to go back to For the Record is one of the best Britney Spears documentaries of all time. It's heartwarming. It's wrenching.
What's that? Well, I don't know that I watched that one. I'm sure I probably did at one point.
They showed a clip from it.
Is that the one where she was making the cheese grits?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Didn't know what it was called.
That was
heartbreaking watching her. She's like, I'm just really sad.
But it was like, she seemed so, like, you know, like, lucid. Like, sometimes I wonder, well, obviously, like, we still don't really know, like, her diagnosis and her actual condition and anything like that, but
and it's also to be put under conservatorship, like, you, that just doesn't happen. Like, there has to be a situation. So, you know, I think the whole thing is she's like, I understand I have to be in this, I just don't want my dad, I don't want him. And yeah, it's so sad to see that she's paying everybody in this case. She's paying her lawyers, she's paying his lawyers. It's like everybody is on this payroll, and I just feel so sad for her.
Give it to Lynn.
No, Lynn is bad too.
I thought she wanted it to be Lynn for a while.
I think she wanted to be Jamie Lynn.
That was for a trust, like, something different.
I think Lynn is bad too. I think she needs to go with that third party, like she said, do the bank, you know, Bessemer or bust.
But I think she's also, she's being smart. She's like, I am not doing anything else. Mm-hmm. Until you are gone, Dad.
Well, I just was thinking, okay, so they're talking about how she made $310,000 basically from each show she did in Vegas, and she did about three shows each week. So she's basically making $1 million a week. And not only that, he's getting 1.5% of that, of just that. These are just the Vegas shows. Everything else, he's getting like 1.5% of everything. So I'm like, he is making like $10,000 a week just for Britney performing in these shows, like where it's, you know.
No, 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 no.
What do you mean?
Oh, wait. No, because if she's making 310 per show, then he's making...
She's doing three a week, so she's basically making $1 million a week.
So 1% of a million would be like 1,000... Wait, no.
Oh, God, I hate math.
No, wait. 1% of a million is what?
Maybe
10,000?
What I said.
Okay. It seems wrong.
Okay, I'll do it on the calculator right now.
No, I'm feeling really dumb right now. Like, we might 10, have to edit 000. This out. It is?
I mean, unless my calculator's lying to me. Do you feel like it's more like 100,000? But there's only...
No, I think it's less. 1% is nothing. I think these California taxes, I mean, God, they take 30%.
We should just move away from the number.
I think so,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. But, you know, and it's just, I thought, and then I also wanted to know, so they were talking about the domination announcement, and I know, like, yes. Again, you were the Britney queen, like, you know.
I was going, me and Danny Pellegrino were like, we're going to meet in Vegas, we're going to go together.
I love that, sadly.
Yeah.
Like that, I'm really sad that I never saw her there, but I'm also glad that I wasn't, like, paying her dad on that, you know, but they're like, well,
I saw her in Vegas. I saw the circus tour twice. I saw the Onyx Hotel tour. I saw her GMA performance in San Francisco. I've seen her a lot, okay?
I saw every one of her tours too. I was going to them too. And I can remember paying like $100 for a ticket, but that was like at the time, like an up close seat. Like you could, you know, now it's like I pay $100 for Adele. I was in the second to last row at the top of Staples Center. Okay.
I remember the Taylor Swift concert. I was like, I liked her, but I wasn't so in love with her. I was like, I cannot pay $170 for the nosebleeds. This time I will for Folklore and Evermore. I'm going to be like elbowing 6 year olds. Like, get out of my way.
Is that you, Miss Mahoney? Did you see the big announcement for that's happening on GMA tomorrow?
So what is it going to be?
Well, I texted you. I guess you just don't read my texts. People are saying that it's going to be the redone version of Love Song that's going to be under her name. But if you've also watched the Match.com story, that is playing in the background. But, you know, let's empower these women.
Well, when are we going to get that tour? Also, our friend Anthony Lario.
I got to tell you, there's this thing called COVID. Sweeping the nation, literally.
I literally think by fall we're going to be fine.
I love your optimism.
I was pretty optimistic. I also thought I'd also be completely vaccinated by now.
Mary was like, you guys, by the end of January, I will be vaccinated.
I'm not vaccinated. I've been in person since September 28th. And, you know,
what's a teacher anyways? Only just, you know,
guiding. I think the first week of March I'll have it. I also said the first week of February I'd have it. So supposedly in San Francisco they're starting teachers February 24th, but I just feel like there's going to be some, I don't know. They make up all these new rules as they go. So, and then they give fingers you crossed zero crossed information. And
they'll probably give you like a 12-hour turnaround. You're like, oh, sure. Okay.
Oh, great. I would. I don't care. If you want me to come at midnight, I'll show up. Like, I will go any hours.
You want me to show up yesterday? I am time.
If you want me to pay extra money, I don't care. I will go any way possible. I feel like I'm living on a, like, you guys, I'm sleeping. Prayer. Well, no, I can tell I'm stressed because I'm sleeping like 11 hours a night, and it's because my body's stressed because I feel the COVID coming closer to me all day long, and I'm like,
Like, sometimes I don't hear from you, like, I just woke up, I'm like, it's 11:30 a.m. You're like, I was tired, I went to bed at 10. Oh, wow, yikes, gosh, I hope everything works out for you.
Just double mask.
Mm-hmm. I also watched Fake Famous, and I don't think I talked about this yet. Oh, sure. But have you watched it yet?
No, I probably won't.
Okay, it's HBO Max, and it's really interesting because it's basically saying, can we take non-famous people and make them an influencer?
Absolutely. Look at us.
No, but I feel like we're doing something like this. Oh. Was, I mean, it did seem like work, so it was, you know, kind of setting up all these different photo shoots and then tagging different places. Like, they didn't, we're not these places, but being like, oh, I'm at the Four Seasons. Oh, I'm at the Viceroy. Like, you know, setting up all of these different photo shoots so that people just all of a sudden really thought that they were showing how to buy followers, how to like buy bots, how to get people to comment on your posts, like bots comment and all this stuff, and how you can basically pay for anything to get ahead. And one of the girls, like, they were saying, you know, at one point she was the one who was messaging people to be like, oh, if you send me something, I'll totally promote it on my account, blah, blah, blah. And by the end, you know, everybody's sending her stuff. And it's just this really interesting view of, yikes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was interesting.
I am going to watch this week. There's a crime scene, the vanishing.
What happened at Cecile Hotel.
Yes, I will be watching that. I think it came out today. I will also, I'm going to give the Buried by the Bernards a chance. I think I'm going to like them.
Mary's two favorite things, death and reality.
Like, I think you're going to like that one a lot.
Where is that on?
That's going to be on Netflix. It looks pretty funny. And, like, you said, it was like, oh, like Phaedra? Like,
yeah, is this starring Phaedra Parks? Will she be showing up?
It's basically like a family that owns a funeral home, and I just kind of fascinates me. I'll be watching.
Let me know. What it's, you know, what else is out this weekend, too, is To All the Boys. It's like the final movie because it's Valentine's Day and I'm so excited to celebrate because my boyfriend is taking me out. We're doing an all expense paid vacation at my house by myself watching television.
Cute.
What are you and your boyfriend doing?
I don't know.
Did you get him a gift?
No. I think we're going to do a getaway for an evening.
Are you going to be bringing more labs with you?
I probably have to. I'm overindulging. And
I can't. I don't even know why we're laughing. Amazon it if you just use the code TJG Amazon, you could get your more laughs.
Yes, I will probably need more laughs this weekend because I'll overindulge in the champagnes and the chocolate covered strawberries. But good thing I can get 20% off my order at morelabs.com with code TJG. I can also use their liquid focus in the morning because I know I'll need a little pick-me-up, if you know what I mean. So, guys, go to morelabs.com/TJG. Use code TJG for 20% off. Also, you can get it on Amazon. What was it for Amazon?
TJG Amazon.
That's right.
That's right. That is right. So if you do it now, you can have it in time for Sunday because, let's be honest, if your boyfriend's going to be trying something new on you, you're going to need it. Oh, my God. What? Oh. I thought maybe a new pickup line. Ew, you're disgusting. That's gross.
Okay, let's kind of go backwards because we finished the Southern Charm finale, the reunion.
Craig is too much. I'm just upset because it's like, it's not that I'm mad. I'm disappointed.
Ooh, even worse than mad.
And you know, when your parents get disappointed, you're like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just, what? What?
He just looks like a mess. He looked sloppy, like his hair. I honestly can't even really remember specifically what happened anymore because I feel like the whole like A-Rod thing.
Madison's trash.
The A-Rod thing.
He's disgusted to be sharing a stage with her. He will never talk to her again. It's like, okay, calm down. Like, you guys are going to be filming together next season.
I'm very curious what direction the show will go in. I'm just curious. And when did they even begin filming?
And then the whole, I mean, we addressed a little bit. So much has developed since that reunion, but it feels like because they started to mention the Jay Cutler stuff, you know, Austin cried.
It definitely felt like one reunion to me. I can't really differentiate. And I also watched this like last week. Yeah.
It just was. It was messy. I mean, I thought, I thought that what Leva had been looking for Catherine, like the whole season, which is what she had consistently been talking about, is, you know, during one of the breaks, they finally, you know, Catherine and Leva talked to each other. And I thought, you know, like, that was all Leva wanted, was like for you to understand that like your actions have consequences. And that, and so I felt for Leva, like, God, it must feel just so like cathartic in a sense of like, especially when like the guys were like also agreeing with her and saying, you know, like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize, you know, all these things. And I was like, okay. But here's the thing too. Next season, if she's coming back, we want more husband.
Yes, and little.
We want more husband. I want more of the family life. I want to see what's going on with her restaurants. I know we mentioned that, you know. I want more of that. Like, I want it to be.
They didn't have much to work with. Even right, all these shows, right now that are on seem like less COVID-y. Like, they can get together. And what's happening is, like, they're basically getting together for long periods of time. And all as big groups. That's what it seems to be happening. However, in Summer House, which I completely enjoyed.
It was so fun.
It was perfect. What a great premiere. It was perfect, though, because it's like, it doesn't feel like COVID, which is great. Like, they all just have to be in this house together. And
this is what we've wanted since the beginning. The next step, next season, we're still here, live feeds.
Absolutely, as they are going to do. So, my whole...
They're going to do live feeds?
No. It's not Big Brother, but you know what I mean. I think they're really on to something with not letting them leave for the city. You know, I think a lot happens Monday through Friday off camera, like they plan out things, like how they're.
Well, it's also who has like a real job. I mean, I know Lindsay has her PR, you know, there's Loverboy, but it's like.
Everyone can work from home now.
Ciara is taking a break from nursing, you know, like Luke is doing something with jewelry, or he could do that in a shed anywhere. You know, Hannah and Voldemort are, they're just influencers. So it's like. Most of them can do that job. Even most of them can do that job in general.
Paige brought so much stuff. So much stuff. When Perry dropped her off, I was like, I found it hilarious when she's like, basically Amanda's like, oh, like, are you engaged yet? Like literally last summer she dated him for like 2 months and is like, oh, well, like he wants to give me this Cartier ring and we're going to be engaged by the fall and like moving in. And now she's like, well, like we spent like 6 days together straight and I'm not that interested anymore.
Yeah, and knowing what we know, it doesn't end well for them. Although now they're apparently following each other again, and who knows? But, you know.
I feel actually, like at
Paige
this
for
point.
Me was the very, she was very much like a non-factor for me in the sense of like, she didn't bother me this episode.
Why are her and Hannah sharing a room? I think that's so lame.
Literally, why can they not? I'm like, okay, Ciara gets her own room because, like, she doesn't know anybody. Danielle, who made her way on, and, like, she can't share a room because she's got to make space for that ergonomic chair she brought. Like, but then Paige and Hannah, I'm like, for 6 weeks to share a bed with somebody I'm not hooking up with? Like, absolutely not.
No, that's a hell no.
No. That's a
And then also, like, at this point, was Hannah dating that comedian while she was –
Yeah, so she was dating him before she left, and then it's like this whole storyline, like with Luke bringing a girl, and we were basically dating for 7 months, and we were practically dating for seven
that
months.
That was, like, really, really, really embarrassing. I felt, I'm like, have I been this person before? Have I been this person before? Like, because he never thought you guys were dating. I mean.
If my boyfriend calls me Burn Dog, if I hear, hey, Frayn Dog, I'm like, Are we dating or am I like your little sister? Yeah. And then she was on Watch What Happens Live and she was like, I had his penis in my mouth twice. I'm like, so you're telling me over the course of 7 months, you gave him a beach twice. And so I was on Ryan Bailey's podcast this week, by the way. So Bad It's So Good with Ryan Bailey. And we were talking about this and I'm like, it is not a relationship make to have a BJ twice in 7 months.
But they never actually even had sex either.
Right. And so, okay, a text does not mean, like, and like people were saying, I was like cracking up, people were saying like, well, if that's the case, then I've been dating Chris Evans. Like, well, if that's the case, then I'm, in, you know, like all these things. It's like, what? And then I'm thinking, okay, if she's already dating this guy, maybe her and Luke decide this was like a storyline. And he was like, yeah, sure. You can say that we were dating and you look like the crazy one.
No, I don't think he'd really agree to that. We do find out that Luke is a little bit slimier than I'd like. I think he does play a lot of women.
I thought we hated him. I thought you hated him.
Yeah, he's on my shit list. He's on my shit list right now. Yeah. But I will say the new girl is seriously flawless. Like...
Like they, all the girls were like they were saying like Hannah, I don't know how you can compete with that. And then Luke says like she's beautiful on the inside and outside. And I was like,
but she's like striking like beyond like she gets the whole room's attention and like a natural.
Yeah, she's like, I thought you were going to tell us you were a model, like a traveling nurse. That's even better.
Like, but then okay, so like. Her and Luke, obviously, like, they had to, like, wait an extra day or something to, I think, test negative for COVID. And they clearly come together. And watching it, I thought they were together and they were going to share a room together. Like, I thought they showed up as, like, a boyfriend-girlfriend, a couple. Oh, did you not get that? So I was very confused. And then I was like, wait, why is she in a different room? I was like, I thought they were together.
I think what happened... The reason that you thought that is I think what happened is that they were all getting ready to go to the Hamptons. And I feel as if they got to the Hamptons and then Luke tested – they both somehow tested positive or something with one of those rapid tests. So they had to quarantine together in the Hamptons. Like they were already there.
Oh, but I mean,
and so when he said, "Oh, we've been spending some days together," it's because they had to like quarantine together before they could come there. Not that they were like together, but they couldn't say that on camera because that's breaking the fourth wall.
Okay, okay.
What do you think about that?
I feel like they were only like a day behind, so okay, maybe they just didn't get the testing on time.
Yeah,
like they're just waiting for results, but.
But then I was also super embarrassed for Hannah when she was like, okay, oh my God, welcome. Oh my God, I've got to give you a tour, Sierra. Oh, Luke, do you want to come on the tour too? Hey, guys, this is where I take my nervous poops. Oh my God, Hannah, stop.
She puts it all out there.
I also have a bone to pick with her too, because the other day she posted this tweet about like basically saying if you have a Peloton, like you don't need to tell us you have a Peloton kind of thing. And I'm like, you have been telling us you play tennis since day one you showed up here, and you're going to give some of us shit about being on a Peloton?
Right.
How dare you? How dare you?
I can understand that. Okay, so then we have – actually, so I made Michael watch this with me.
And he's never seen an episode.
No, and he was like, why?
I feel like he loved it.
He was like, why does that girl look 20 years older than everybody else?
Not Lindsay.
It was Lindsay. And I was like, I think she's like my age. Like, and then I was like,
she turns 33, right, according to that timeline.
So I'm actually older than her.
Yeah. You are.
And I just think it's going to be very interesting with Stravi. Like, how did she? I'm surprised.
You're not making me sandwiches.
I'm surprised that she was able to finagle him to like be there the whole summer.
So I would love to read you their timeline.
Please.
It's called share. Timeline number 4 for life, underscore of life, underlined. March 2020, Steven turns 31. June 2020, Stravi and Linz move in. July 2020, freeze eggs. August 2020.
So she wanted to freeze her eggs before the summer house. I feel like they started a little bit late.
They did. So I believe that they started at the end of July.
Okay. Okay. So she didn't freeze her eggs.
She could have. Yeah. Who knows? I mean, you know, but you definitely can't drink when you're doing all of that fun stuff. August 2020, Linz turns 34. So she is younger than you. And me as well. March 2021, Steven turns 32.
June, July. So really, this is just birthdays.
Birthdays, like, and things that didn't happen because of COVID, right? Like, cool. I don't think they ever moved in together. June, July 2021. Engaged and living together for 1 year, but in relationship 2 years. August 2021. Linz turns 35. More birthdays. March 2022. Steven turns 33.
This is a birthday timeline.
Yeah. June 2022. Married. August 2022. Linz turns 36, pregnant, 2 exclamation marks, underline. And unfortunately,
They're not together. I wonder what happened. I feel like the show broke them because they were together they were getting together during the show last summer. They went an entire year and then they filmed together and then it seems like they broke up.
Yeah, it seems something must have happened. I mean, I also have to think that being in this house, because they were together for 17 straight days during the pandemic in a studio. I'm like, oh, God.
That's brutal.
No. And I just think this show must put so much pressure on them because he's also still working. He's like high up in Tao. So he was like doing like hospitality or something like within Tao and high up there. And so I'm thinking he's probably... I mean, I know things aren't open, but he's probably working more like night stuff because those are like nightclubs and restaurants and all these things. So he has to be like doing things late at night and then probably not getting as wasted as everyone. Whereas I think part of Lindsay's PR company is that she is the face of it, the PR girl on Summer House.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So and Loverboy is a result of them getting silly on Summer House. So all these other people are working, but they're also like the face of their companies where they can get as ridiculous as they want to because that's like their brand.
Except for Carl.
Does that make sense?
It's Carl. Well, Carl, good for him. No, I think he was being like super honest about it. He's like, Like, basically, I was, like, over drinking and, you know, I showed up.
Alcohol was my therapist.
Yeah. And I showed up to a dinner with my friends and I, like, basically passed out at the table. Like, that's not cool. Like, it was ruining my life. It was taking over. I needed to take a pause. So now I'm, like, learning how to drink like an adult and not to drink to get drunk.
Yeah, I actually was very proud of Carl. He sober looks good on him. I did laugh, though, when he said he got COVID and couldn't tell if he was hungover. And I was like, so we're not fully sober, and that's okay. But, you know, and I was like, that.
I mean, come on, you guys. He got off the book show, too.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what he's really sober from,
yeah.
To be honest. But, you know, allegedly.
It's like John Hamm.
Mary loves her some John Hamm. I thought that it was a great premiere, though. I mean,
I think I love it. I love it. I can't wait to watch all season long. I feel like this is the season.
I wish it wasn't on a Thursday.
Hannah and Paige are going down. I have a feeling. I just have a feeling. And it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Not that, like, I don't care that much.
Yeah. We have no skin in the game.
I really don't. But I feel like they kind of got pretty big for their britches last season, so.
As they say, you either live, what's the saying? I'm going to butcher this. You live long enough to die the hero, or you either die the hero, or you live long enough to become the villain.
Yes.
That is from one of the Batman movies that Christopher Nolan directed.
I mean, we're in villain mode right now.
Unless you are Kyle Richards, and then you just somehow get the good edit all the time. Okay, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about other housewives.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
All right, Mary. So this was like a short week for us.
I literally texted Courtney. I was like, wait, I only have to watch Dallas and Salt Lake City? There was no Atlanta because of Super Bowl.
OC was done.
Jersey starts next week. Thank God. Mm-hmm. And then have Summer House on a Thursday is hard for us.
Yeah. Did you watch Below Deck?
I did. It was boring. And basically The finale is next season, which they ended the show
next week.
Yeah. They ended the show this week with like Francesca basically firing Elizabeth. And which was so lame because they only had 2 charters left. But I think also like the last 2 charters aren't happening because of Corona and the season just ends. So it was just kind of like it was more like so. Actually, I felt bad for Elizabeth. It was her 30th birthday. Literally, they like made her the most disgusting cake. I think this was last week. But James like avoided her the whole day, never gave her a kiss, nothing. And she just like keeps on being like, so like, James, like, after this experience, like, she's basically asking him to travel with her and, like, have some fun. And she's like, and, like, where do you see this going? And he's just like, like, girl, it said it all when he did nothing for your birthday. Like, nothing. He didn't kiss you on your birthday. He didn't get you a card. Like, he can go off the boat and get a card and some flowers for you. Like, there was simple gestures.
He could draw one. He could draw one with a computer.
There is many simple gestures that he could have done for you. Ladies, if
he could have given you a birthday bang, okay?
If guys don't do anything for you on these special days, it's because they don't like you.
Keep following them. Oh, wait, what'd you say?
That's, you know, it says it all, okay?
The story, he's just not into you, was written for me. However, I still refuse to take anything from that book, and he will always be into me just a little bit. No, closing the door on my face is because he doesn't want to get me sick, you know? Oh, no, he only texted me at 2 a.m. because his phone was broken. Oh, 3 a.m. Oh, he's on the East Coast, maybe. Still on East Coast time. He's lived here for 15 years, but you don't know, you know? It's fine. Elizabeth, we are 2 peas in a pod.
I mean, the birthday said it all, Elizabeth. Read the signs.
That's like, he didn't make her a card, but he just drew signs. I don't like you. Please leave me alone. I'm going to bang the next thing that walks.
Yeah.
But you know, it's that accent.
Yeah.
It's that accent. Okay, moving on. Would you like to go?
I think let's do Salt Lake City first. Okay. The reunion.
I thought this was a banger of a reunion. Between Southern Charm and this reunion, I'm like, okay, reunions have been very good for us. OC, no.
Coming in hot. And also, it's just like amazing to me that they fly them all to New York for this. Like, Andy does not have to leave. They come to Andy.
I don't think he wants to fly.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Like, or maybe it's just like easier, like the space in New York and the people they can hire. I don't know.
That is true. Like, you're actually probably right. They probably used a lot of, like, the Watch What Happens Live, like, set designers or the people that they had hired for Southern Charm and to build all the sets and do the hair and makeup, and they know those people. So you're probably totally right. Like, in this time, it makes sense to go with what you know.
So basically, we start off, and Andy's like, Heather, I heard someone DM'd you. A girl named Rihanna. And literally, they pan to Lisa Barlow, and she's like, evil eyed that she got DMs from Rihanna. And this is,
and Lisa's just getting DMs that she's a cunt and a dumb bitch. And
I just think it's so funny. And I'm gonna say it. I think, you know, this is very superficial, but I think when people saw Heather at first, maybe she didn't look housewife. Like, she's not.
Her photo is not a good representation of her. Like,
no.
It's like taken from like the ankles up. It is not.
No. And I think like at first they're like, oh, like, you know. And she really came out as a fan favorite, a star. She's sitting right next to Andy.
Jen thought she would be.
I think she's everything Lisa Barlow thought she would be. I feel like Lisa Barlow is so disappointed in the way she came off and the way she, quote unquote, was edited and the way that America perceived her. And I just like.
I love Lisa, by the way.
I don't.
I love Lisa.
I don't. I feel like she didn't take any accountability. Like, she would not just say, like, maybe I come off a little bit too strong and. But she's just like, no, I like myself. I'm doing a great job. Like, you guys are the ones that have portrayed me as evil. And also, like, where's this whole, like, the cool group versus the non-cool group? Like, does that still exist in adulthood? That's like, yes. It is. Okay.
As a cool girl? No, I'm just kidding. Yes, because think about it. I mean, in Dallas, we've got the cool girls versus Tiffany. Like, I don't think that there's necessarily like cool girls. I think that there's some people who just
but
people that have been alphas their whole life or have been like the popular girl somehow still have like this not caring attitude that still like lets them like rise up in the ranks in the sense that the way they carry themselves. Does that make sense? Like, I don't think there's a cool girl, whatever. I think it's very much like, you know how they say, like, oh, things just always fall into that person's lap. Like, they don't, like, work that hard. Like, they're just, like, blessed. They're lucky. Like, I think Shep Rose is a perfect example of this.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Yeah. No,
so I'm just saying, like, in general. So I think Lisa, to them, like, I bet when Lisa was at BYU, I bet she was, like, actually, like, pretty popular. And, you know, Heather was the good time. Heather always comes from this place of behind. And what I mean by that is she – and that's her – I think that's, like, in her own head where she's always, like, feels like she's, like, kind of five steps below. And it's like, Heather, you're the star, babe. You think you're an underdog, but you are the star.
I was shocked with Andy's placement. So
okay.
Next to Andy is Heather, and then we have Whitney, and then we have Meredith. On the other side, it's Andy, Jen, Lisa, and Mary. I have a different order I would have done.
Let's hear it.
So I would have had Andy. Mm-hmm. Then I would have had Jen. Mm-hmm. And then I would have done Heather and then Whitney. And then on the other side, I would have done Meredith, Lisa, Mary.
I agree with that. I was surprised that Meredith and Lisa weren't sitting next to each other.
That and that
that Heather was right next to Andy. And Meredith was too far away.
Jen and Mary were on the same side, which is like weird because it's like, I guess because they were so far apart though, that usually when they're on that same couch and someone's fighting, like you can't get the right angles because they have to like turn their entire body. But because they're so spread out, I guess it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh God. Enough with the tight ponies. I want to talk about a couple of looks, too, before we get into it. Because I don't know if you – I texted you. Please check out Mary's eyeshadow. Because it was like she was repping the Lakers. The left eye was purple with just like a corner inside of gold. And then the other eye was gold with like a slight purple. Like the makeup artist did not match her eyes.
See, I thought Mary looked great. She addressed the wigs. I thought
she was actually kind of funny.
She was hilarious. She's like, I admit I have bad hair and it looked horrible all season. And that was just embarrassing for me. Like she
told it hurt me.
Yeah. It hurt me. No, I liked her like gold look. I liked her hair. I noticed the purple eyeshadow, but I thought it was on both eyes.
There is purple on the right, but it's not as like it just doesn't match. And so the way that it's appearing on TV is that it's mostly gold on the right eye and then like mostly purple on the left. I also then wanted to go to Meredith's dress because
I loved it.
Something was going on in the V, though. It was like it looked like, first off, I think Meredith might have gotten a boob job.
Yeah. Along with Whitney. Secondly,
right. Whitney also, was cracking me up, too, and she was like, these are natural.
Also that – so they filmed this – so we're in 2021. They filmed this in 2019. So even like it was –
both. I think it was beginning of 2020 and the end of 2019. Did you notice that because of her dad's?
I was so confused. Well, no, that. But then when I felt really bad, like Heather was like, well, my dad passed away this year. And Mary said the same thing. And you know, she said in April. And then I was like, wait, April? I was like, oh, like it's weird the timeline of things because we're almost at April again. Mm-hmm. So it's
but again, remember, Potomac was like that long too. We were waiting like a full year. Like Potomac, we had an ending with Christmas, a winter wonderland for Juan and Robin getting engaged, and that was the year before.
I know, but this doesn't this almost feel like 2 years?
Well, it was the end of 2019, so I think that they taped for like a full 6 months because again, there was two production companies. I think what happened was that they kind of probably shot this sizzle reel, and then it got picked up, and then they started taping, and then. This first production company went away, so then the second one came, and they kind of had to do all these different retapes. So I feel like
what it was that really long thing period. That they like bleeped out?
I had no idea. I could not figure it out. It's not a bad word. I don't know. But wait, I'm not done with Meredith.
Oh, sorry.
Because I think it was poorly made. It was starting to rip at the bottom of the V. There was something that was like tying it together in there, and I just need people to go back and.
Oh, okay. I have to notice that more.
Like, her jewelry definitely cost way more than anything else she was wearing.
Okay. It was funny when Jen and Heather were side by side because their dresses, like, looked the same. Like, they were totally different in terms of, like...
style and what was
going on. But, like, the side by side, I was like, what is going on? Jen Shaw's eyebrows were insane.
And then I was like, Jen, you're doing too much again. She had the crystals in the hair. She had the earrings. It was like Coco Chanel has always said, take one item off. Like, look in the mirror and take one item off. And I just think Jen just did not. She totally read this whole season wrong. She really thought she was going to be the star. I found it interesting when they asked her what she did. And she couldn't really tell us. And I feel like she took a job. She started talking about a job from when she was actually working like 20 years ago. Like 10 years ago. I don't believe that her company does that still.
She was also like trying to say like big words to confuse us, I feel like.
She's like algorithm.
And acquisitions and like taking the social.
A platform to acquire customers. It's like, for what? For what? Well, the company, you could do that with data and analytics and using the algorithm and a click, click, click. And you go to a website and then you say, hello, website. I was like, okay. And Heather's like, I just don't get it. But I was at Tao and One Oak and we were sitting with the owners. I was like, anyone can for the price. for the right price, you could probably do that too.
I also. One Oak,
if I'm not sitting with Scott Disick, I'm not sitting, okay?
I also like loved Andy's questions to them were like so. Just like, hey, girls, this is your freshman season. I can say whatever I want to you. So what did everyone have done? And they're all, everyone, oh, just Botox and fillers. I'm like, Come on. Like, just say, like, just say what you did. You got a nose job.
Who's lying? Jen?
They all are. Heather's had a lot of work.
I have to say, Meredith's eyebrows look fantastic here.
They kind of look better than they did on the show.
Yes, they did. You know, Jen said her nose, she broke it when she was younger because her kid hit her in the nose. And so that's it. And then fillers and Botox. And it's like, Jen,
just say it. I mean, Whitney was honest. She's like, yeah, I've had my boobs done. These are lifted. Like, they're definitely way bigger.
What did you think about, okay, the birthday party that Jen threw for Meredith and then finding out it was Lisa's birthday?
I forgot. They didn't
tell us.
No, okay.
They didn't tell us. This was the first we've heard of it.
I mean, that was sad.
When they showed Meredith's cake and then they showed Lisa's book and it just said Lisa Barlow.
Well, also, it's like clearly like Jen just wanted to have a party. So it's like, don't do it for Meredith or Lisa. Just have a party because you want to have a party.
Seriously. And then I'm like, okay, Meredith and Lisa really are twins. Their birthdays are days apart. I imagine them to be twins born at like 11:59 p.m. and 12:01 a.m.
They were born in pantsuits.
Yes, 100%. Like, they love that.
A sequin pantsuit, perhaps.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I just thought, wow, that's so rude. And then I think, okay, Lisa, she said, I got Taco Bell and I went to Jen's party. I'm like, okay, it was her birthday. And she had to film, right? Because if you don't film, you're not getting spotlight. So she leaves her husband and her kids on her birthday to go here to this party where nobody's acknowledging her. Then they also showed the footage of Heather and Lisa and rewatching, like, I think it was a miscommunication on both of their ends. Before, I blamed Lisa, but this time I was like, wait, no, Heather does turn her back at one point, and Lisa just thinks it's like, okay, she's turning, but then she like turned again. It was like, you, me, you, like that.
Roll the footage.
I'm sorry. I loved Lisa in this. I thought she looked amazing. I mean, I think the self-tanner was a little extreme on her hands, but I thought she just looked fantastic. And I thought this is like the kind of thing that I want to see, though. Like, if they're going to paint you to be the villain, she's like defending herself.
This was really the only time she got emotional. And it was like about her kids and about being a good mom. And like, the only way you can get to me is through my kids. But she was just like annoying.
She
annoys me. I mean,
that's okay.
When I saw her do the splits, I was like, oh, Kyle Richards.
Kyle Richards.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Well, then it's like, Lisa, also, you don't like Whitney. And you should just say, you don't like Whitney. Hey, Whitney, I don't think we have the same values. That's it.
I thought it was really funny because Andy was like, so, like, Whitney, do you think Lisa is jealous of you? And Whitney's like, no, I think she just thinks she's better than me. Like, she's not jealous of me. She just thinks she's better than me. And I'm like, that is exactly what it is.
Completely. Like, well, I think Lisa does not appreciate, like, okay, I think I like nailed it down in the sense of like the Mormon way is that Whitney cheated on her husband. Her husband now cheated on his wife at the time. They broke like all these like sacrilegious, you know, commandments, all these things. And I think that Lisa holds that against Whitney. And that's why Whitney is under her. And then ever since Whitney also made that comment that was on camera about the bartenders, Lisa's just like, I'm done. I don't love that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that as well.
Mm-hmm. But it's also, I think that Lisa and Heather need to be friends. I think Heather would be such, like, Meredith and Lisa are good friends, but Meredith is not going to come to Lisa's defense in the way that Heather would. And Heather is who you want on your side.
Well, it's going to be interesting because Mary's not going to come back. Like, also, I feel like Jen Shaw is going to – she wants to come back, and I think she should come back.
This season, we all talk about how Jen is like, here she goes again, flying off the handle. What would we have without Jen being a crazy person?
This was amazing. It was amazing.
Like, you need the ones you love to hate.
I also, like, forgot about all the things that happened, like – Jen, so they're basically saying, like, Jen was picking on Brooks and his fashion line. And Mary's like, he saved his own money to make that one tracksuit.
And you know how he got that money? We put it in his account.
He should not be criticized. He should be commended. I was like, okay, she thought about this. And then and then they're like, is this about the vagina? Are we going to talk about the vagina? The vagina. And then I was like, what's the vagina? And then I was like, oh my God, I forgot. He had to go to Best Buy because he saw her vagina, you know.
But here's the thing. That wasn't even the big thing. I was like, hold on. We are burying the lead here. You're telling me Jen got so drunk she passed out in Meredith's bed, but also maybe Meredith got so drunk she also passed out on her bed. And Meredith is a sick smoker.
Okay. The smoking thing, I literally died. Apparently, oh, Jen recorded her smoking as like damning evidence. It's like,
wait, to what?
Like, who cares? Like, I mean, yeah, it's like,
you're killing yourself.
It's definitely like taboo, but it's like, we've seen,
I don't even think it's that.
We've seen the Countess smoke on camera, Lisa Vanderpump, Dorinda, like, whatever. You have a few smokes when you have a few drinks. Is it like, what's so bad about it? I mean, don't do like, it, but I mean, it's like, come on, get over it. No, I was like, because when they said smoking, I was like, is this pot?
She's toking up. Yeah,
and then I was like, oh, because maybe I'm like, oh, Salt Lake City, you can't really have that there. Here, literally, there's a dispensary every two blocks in San Francisco. Like, if you're not smoking, you're not cool.
Consider me Miles Davis. But it just was just like, you recorded me smoke. And Jen, I bet Jen was, it's also like, Meredith, you're so wrong. Jen was trying to get you for something else. You just happened to be smoking a cigarette. She probably recorded you while you were talking shit on your best friend, Lisa Barlow or something. But you took from that she was recording you smoking a cigarette. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, Jen was trying to be more calculating. And she's like, you're trying to get people to see me smoke. It's like, okay, nobody cares.
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares that you smoke, you know? And then she's like, well, Brooks was mad because of that.
You can tell when Meredith lies. Like, her facial expressions is...
Her and Lisa actually do the same thing, too, because what they try to do is kind of talk over you. And then when you're not stopping, they just say, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And then I'm thinking, again, why are they having sleepovers?
Because Jen doesn't have a license and can't drive home. And there's not that. What's the Uber? We had to take Uber when we were out there. Rusty Uber.
He just drove us places. No, there's music taxis. There are taxis. There are Ubers. No. Yeah. We were there for Sundance. A little different. Living your regular life. There are definitely taxis and Ubers there to take home.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And did Mark really see the vagina?
Brooke?
Yeah.
No, I mean... the way she was sitting, unless there were more scenes that we didn't see, the way she was sitting, she like purposely made her body different so that he couldn't see.
Yeah. And then Andy's like, by the way, can I get a tracksuit?
I mean, I don't not want one. I'm just not going to pay like $200 for one. I mean, you know, Bronwyn had got one because she wore that to the reunion.
I'm gonna look it up right now. Can you even get it?
It was like sold out.
I would imagine. Well, because they like, probably
you
have
couldn't get with a sweatshirt by itself, and you couldn't get the pants by itself. But like you, and then if you order it too, like a signed headshot.
How is he verified?
Because he can say he's on the show. Anyways, I want to talk about Jen because there was a lot of talk about Jen and Sharif,
Andy was fishing for something. It's like he knew something and wanted her to say something. Did you feel like that?
Was saying that there was some sort of indiscretion at some point in their relationship and that's why she's angry at him.
No, so there was definitely, he's like, did something happen in your past with your husband? Like, why can't you express yourself to him? Like, basically it sounded like a domestic violence thing.
Oh, okay. You went that way. I went cheating.
I don't know.
But then she's like, well, that's the job I signed up for. He's a football coach. I'm like, well, okay, you guys have been married for over 20 years, and he was a lawyer before. He's only been this, like, assistant coach for a little bit. And then when she's like, well, and then I was mad because he was away at the game. I'm like, but you signed up for it. So, like, which is, like, I know you can be mad, but I'm like, no, that's shady. I don't care if he's in Washington for a game. You can leave for your wife's dad's funeral. I'm sorry. That's why I cannot get on board still. Like,
that's why he's going to lose March Madness.
Yeah, exactly. I also thought that Mary came in hot this episode,
but I liked it because I was like, she
also was the voice of reason too.
She didn't get any airtime, and she's like, no, I don't like what you're saying. Like, no, put your hands down.
Like, Lisa's kind to Mary, and she's like, no, you're not. She's like, put your hands down. And then Lisa's like, I'm a New Yorker. This is how I talk. And Heather's like, you've lived in Salt Lake for 20 years.
I like watching this because I feel like on camera, they all just tried to get along and like weren't very confrontational. And then like, as I was watching this, I was like, how are they going to move forward from this?
I think everything seems fine. I think it's great for, I actually think that they could be, I mean, when they said, you know, like, Mary's like, Lisa, you make people feel less than, and Lisa's like, so do you. And she's like, who? I'm like,
your church? What?
We just watched you. Like, she's like, your church? She's like, don't talk about my church. I don't talk about your tequila. And Lisa's just like, okay. Like, she didn't know what to do with that. Like,
what if Mary does come back?
I'd be fine with it. You bring back the whole cast. If Mary comes back, she's eventually, it's all going to be exposed. And you know what? If you have skeletons and you want to come onto reality TV, we welcome it, but we don't feel bad when you get torn down for doing dumb shit and getting caught for it, okay?
Yeah. She doesn't even know how many houses she owns.
I still don't, Andy. I was like, okay. Anything? I also love to, just the side note, because we've said that Seth is a fucking dork. And Whitney's like, I'd hook up with Meredith, not Seth. And he's like, yeah, because he's a fucking dork.
But really what I got at...
I would hook up with Lisa Barlow's husband.
Oh, really?
I said what I said.
Oh, this is like when you wanted to hook up with Cary Dupers.
I did not want to hook up
Mark
with
Duper.
Him.
Mark Duper.
Also, did you love anything else about Salt Lake?
Oh, no, I really found, like, I thought, like, the theme of this, or not, it wasn't the theme, just that, like, Lisa was like, you girls made me look so bad this season, like, Whitney and Heather, like, people think I'm a bitch, I'm dismissive, I'm rude, I'm manipulative, I'm getting hate emails and DMs blowing up, and you guys have painted me into something I'm not. And I think it's really funny because Heather and Whitney are just sitting back and it's like, we didn't do anything, like, that's what you created. It's like when Jen said, like,
you guys made me throw the glass, you know?
That's like what you projected. That's what you put out. I thought it was really nasty, too, when someone, like, wrote in and was like, what if your kids, there was an emergency? I'm like, no, that's, like, too far. Like,
well, then why can't they – no, why can't they call the dad then? Why is there so much pressure on
no,
the
No, yeah, that was, like, too far. I'm like, if there was a real emergency, like – they could get a hold of Lisa. Yeah.
Like, she's
you send
working.
A text. It's like, yeah, she's going to ignore you while she's at an event.
We said this, too, when the episode aired. Like, if mommy is working and this is a very important event for her, you calling her because you just want to say hi while you're eating pizza isn't the way to go. Now, if something bad's happening, you bet your ass that mommy's answering the phone.
And you're not going to FaceTime in an emergency.
Daddy. Right. Like, it's just, like, so annoying. And I think – what I hate about – I find it's, like, so funny, right, because it's, like, social media and we're on it and obviously, right? But, like, I find that social media can be so toxic. Like, I just can't picture going into somebody's DMs and telling them, like, all these rude things. Like, I talk shit about people behind their backs like a normal person.
And on this podcast.
Right, exactly.
But they don't listen, so it's behind their back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're not sending it to them, you know. If they choose to listen, that's on them. And we can't – you know. But I'm just saying, like – It brings me back to, like, the Free Britney thing, too, you know? It's like, God, like, people were just...
Social media is our social... We used to be...
Oh, I know. We've grown. We were very mean to Shishu.
Yeah. We were mean.
We were very mean in the beginning because you felt like that was, like, how you had to, like, do it. And now we've, like, I think we've course corrected at least a little bit in the sense of, like, you grow and you realize, like, oh, shit, like... I gotta tell you, there's some, like, glitch in Instagram happening for some reason, and, like, old DMs are popping up.
Oh, God.
And, like, some of them are like, fuck you, Courtney, you're a piece of shit. And I was like, oh, God, 2019, where did this come from?
What did we say then?
I was like, oh, God, okay, cool, so nothing's changed since then, great. I was like, you're a twat. I was like, okay. I was like, I haven't heard that word, but I love it, and I'm gonna add it back into my vocabulary.
What? Did Whitney's Xeroxed, faded. Andy's like, I can't read these. What is this? This is shit.
She's like, oh, sorry.
Give the receipts.
You know what I feel like Whitney did?
Printed them at home and had low ink?
No, I feel like Whitney took her cell phone and, like, put it on top of the printer and, like, tried to copy the text from her cell phone.
Oh, my God. You're totally right. You're totally right. Like, she didn't take a screenshot and, like, print it. She, like, Xeroxed her real phone. Wow. Does Whitney...
Is that a hot take?
Does Whitney work?
Yeah, well, now she has, like, some skincare, remember, that she's starting? Yeah, yeah. Iris and Beau or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can we move on to Dallas?
Ooh, this was a hard one for me.
Okay, so what I wanted to connect the Mark Duber thing to, though, is remember how, like, Mark and Carrie had, like, their own Instagram for the kitchen?
Yes, and the $50,000 oven.
Yeah. Tiffany's oven looked better.
I mean, so this is what I thought about Tiffany. All the women are jealous. She's clearly the richest. She is so rich. She's also
has her own money.
She's also extremely successful. She probably on her own as an anesthesiologist makes $500,000 a year. You know, like,
damn, yeah.
You make a lot of money. That's a serious job.
Educated,
exactly.
She's done. She has kind of like what? Why Carrie probably hates her is like Carrie's literally trying to get her own money making ugly ass jewelry. You know, like she's and. The problem with Tiffany, though, is she is socially awkward. She doesn't, like, she literally watched Mean Girls and was like, this is what I want my life to be. Like, she drops so many times, like, a girl gang where we'd all dress alike and, you know, we'd say, have cool sayings, like, fetch! I was like, ugh, Tiffany, stop. Like, you're a gorgeous, amazingly smart, talented dork.
Yeah, she honestly.
But so is her husband, and that's why they work together.
He seems very sweet. I love them together. Like, he made the dough. Like,
he probably hired the guy. Like, he's had everything set up. Like, the little girls that were helping. Like, it was such a family effort to, like, really make. I felt like he's like, I want my wife to have a fun time.
Well, he's like, I want my wife to have friends and to have people come over to the house. Like, you have this incredible home that is clearly made to entertain, and they don't have people over.
And she's had six people over, like, or six times she's had people over. I'm like, no. Although Slash, I'm like, also I do love that. But she has to give up control a little bit. She's clearly type A. Like, she needs to give up control. Like, I understand. I would have had everybody just take their shoes off, personally. Like, the booties, the extreme booties, like, I understood maybe in the beginning, like, hey, do you mind putting booties on? I'm going to take you to my – I'll give you a tour of my house. I don't remember her having Stephanie and Deandra put them on when she showed them her closet the first time.
You're right.
Maybe they must have tracked mud in the house and she didn't want to say.
Also, just – okay. I think it's very polite to take off your shoes as you go in someone's home. It's like we should actually all do that. I feel like maybe this is a generalization. Mm-hmm. If you live in California, it's not like you're tracking in snow. It's not like it's raining all the time. Like,
it's dirt.
You're not bringing in that much. So I think it's pretty uncommon here to take your shoes off. I don't know what it's like in Dallas, but I just think I actually hate it when you go to parties and they tell you to take your shoes off. And like, this is the outfit though.
Well, no,
it's very stressful.
I'm like, I can't take my shoes off. I have mismatched socks.
I know.
I never match my socks. I cannot take them off.
Or like, what if you have a hole in them? I mean, I think this is very stressful. And maybe tell the people before.
I don't mind.
Just wear flip-flops. Yeah. You're going to be barefoot. I mean, get a pedi.
She gave the curfew in the text. She could have also said, also, like, FYI. I have
another big problem. I will not go to your fucking event if you do an end time on it. Anything. There's no end time to an event. Now, I understand she had to work the next day. And I think she should have, the girls didn't get there till 7. They had to leave by 10. I think she should have had them over at 5.
Yes.
And
but she was working.
Have them over at 6 a little bit earlier. And then when they arrive, be like, hey, I want you guys to have fun. Like, I do have an early morning, so, like, hopefully it's not a super late night. One of those. Not a text before saying, curfew's at 10, losers, sucka.
Well, she didn't even say that. I didn't think it was that bad. I think why they all hated it was because they were like, well, we don't have to. We don't have, like,
they all went out after this.
Like, jealousy. Oh, they for sure did. They for sure probably went over to, like, Stephanie's house or, like, Cam's house and they got, or, like, you know, and they poured, like, opened all the wine and everything.
I just felt like I didn't miss going out during a weeknight and, like.
Oh, I don't.
Oh,
that I don't.
So fun.
But I just thought, I was like, okay, I understood what she's saying. I think there was a way she could have said it maybe a little bit better where she could have said, like, hey, I'm super excited to have you guys over. Like, I hope it's okay that it might end up being an earlier night. I got this, like, she could have lied. Like, I got this meeting scheduled just now at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I'm super excited for you all to come over. Blah, blah.
She gave the memo. She gave the memo.
Yeah. So, but then, and, you know, and then they're all talking about it in the car. But I felt like Stephanie, though, was like the only one that was like kind of smart about it. She's like, well, and personally, within COVID, I love being home by 10 in my bed. Like, I've had like a friend come over. I'm like, okay, let's like watch a movie. And we watch a movie and then we've like ordered dinner, you know? And then she's like, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm like, it's 9. She's like, yeah. I'm like, this is great. Right. Bye.
Right.
You know, like, it's great. And I just thought that they're just trying to find excuses of why not to like her. And she's giving them all the excuses to use against her.
No, they're super ultimately judging her. And I will say Deandra has come to her defense. I think mm-hmm. Deandra is really trying to make her like cool. be liked in the group.
She's been seeing with Darren, the shaman.
Darren has really
Darren
helped her.
Was super excited for those cameras to come over.
I thought he gave some good advice. Honestly, I thought it looked really relaxing and I need to go.
The flowers on you?
Yeah. And you just kind of like zen out and let everything go and, you know.
I love when he asked vibration. Her though, like, she's like, my eye, it's twitching. And he's like, well, how are you inviting conflict in? She's like, I don't know. And the flashbacks of her yelling at everyone, it was like, I think Carrie's envious of my life. I'm like, wait, hold on. So you are someone, and Deandra is, like you said last week, right? Like everyone has that friend like Deandra. Deandra has no self-awareness.
But also, Deandra, remember when you couldn't buy yourself a necklace when you went to Beaver Creek? Like, you were so poor 2 seasons ago. Like, so poor. Like, embarrassing. Like, you had $70. Like, seriously. So I'm like, what? No, what? You're envious of what? I mean, Jeremy, sure.
Maybe because at those trunk shows, maybe Deandra was actually getting more Hard Night Good Morning sold than Carrie was of her ugly-ass jewelry.
I
refuse to believe people are buying that jewelry.
I think they are.
Who?
The trade shows.
Mary, I thought you were going to say, okay, I have a confession.
No. But I did look at Brooks Marks's tracksuit is 124, both sets, or both pieces.
Together, 100. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's not too bad.
Guys, I found Brad on the internet, you know, the dog.
Yeah, Bevel dog.
Yes, I found him on the internet. Would you like to hear about his bio? Hold on.
Yeah, please.
Hold on. This is his bio. Brad. He's the owner, founder, CEO, and head dog behaviorist. Location, BDB Dallas. What does that mean? From Irving, Texas. Dogs, Duke, Sweetie, and Rhodey. Loves family, friends, music, baseball, and Tex-Mex. Brad's passion for the business and his craft is second to none. After only a few minutes with him, you'll understand how much he cares about you and your dog. That's Brad.
That's lovely. Brad's married. I know. But that's okay. It's only a ring and a paper and an entire life, but whatever. I just love when he shows up. Like, Hilton's like, we are going to be in so much. Cam's kids are so cute. Like, their whole, like, the whole Westcott dynamic together, it's like, I'm like, they must have so much fun together.
I do know what she's saying, though. Like, Court really does put her down in front of the kids. And, like, it was fine before, but now they're of the age where Hilton's going it. Mom, you can't handle that. And just hearing things.
Yeah.
So that kind of made me a little sad.
Yeah. But I also think, like, I mean, here's the thing, though. Who's not a pushover with their dog?
I know.
My dog gets anything.
Princess.
I was having a steak salad. Do you know how much steak I had today?
0.
1 piece because, like, oh, Barbie looks like she's hungry over there. Barbie is a 6-pound dog. She does not need all the steak, but I was like, oh, I must feed her. Like, right now, I'm looking over. She has buried herself in this comforter and looks like a little queen over there. And I'm just like, what do you want? Anything. You want treats? I got you, girl.
Except Fancy is obnoxious. Like, that barking sound is like, it's bad. It's like, you know, like it gets to your...
Fancy bites hard, too, I think.
It gets to your bones, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think maybe Barbie doesn't really bark a lot, but, like, Fancy's, like, a yapper.
Totally.
And Fancy looks like she has sharp teeth. Barb only has, like, 3 teeth.
So I bet How did she get down Fancy... that steak today?
Well, I cut it real small.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
I cut it really small. Like, my mom's like, what are you doing? I'm like, cutting for the dog. She's like, you've been cutting for like 10 minutes. We've got to make it perfect for Barb.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm just doing this so Brad will come over.
Totally. Totally. Okay. Then, so Stephanie's like setting up her office still. Travis brings her like... There's something off about them right now. Like, I can tell there's something brewing. And, like, she doesn't care that $300,000.
She's like, wanting to spend all of this money.
I agree. There's something going to come out.
If I'm going to do something, I'm going to go all out. Like, how much money are you spending on reusable water bottles?
$2,000.
You know, it just was like all, she's like, And like, oh, the lockers. So he's like, before the lockers, you're spending $300,000. She's like, what? Like, it's hard?
Yeah, there's definitely, and yeah, she just like doesn't really have so much of a storyline. Even like Brandy's not getting a lot of airtime. I feel like we've just spent a lot of Tiffany. A lot of Tiffany. So,
and honestly, I want to like Tiffany so much because I think she is so accomplished, but it's like, it's kind of like almost like when Wendy was kept talking about her degrees.
Yes.
And it's like, it's, you know,
get your
Tiffany
sob story.
Is smart, but she has no friends. And she's just, again, she's socially awkward. Like, do we just go into the party?
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, I felt, you know, when she was like showing, she wants so, and this is what makes me sad. She wants so badly to be liked by them, but she also like can't help herself.
No, like she literally said there was three rules.
Like, that was, yeah. What were the rules?
The rules were, okay, so everyone was going to judge a pizza, and you have to be honest. I know it's hard for this group, but we're all, and then Cam's like, well, wait, we have to eat all the pizza? That's a lot of pizza. How are we going to eat the pizza? You know, you could save 250 calories if you pat down the pizza, and then also you can taste the pizza if you put it in your mouth and chew two times and then spit it out again. Like, remember she was very
Shannon,
concerned.
When Shannon used to just smell the food? Like, she'd go and she'd like, that's enough.
And then she's like, there's also an infraction for fighting. So if you guys fight too much, there will be pizza flour in your face. And rule three is to have fun. And like, why are there any rules at this party? This is
and
really weird.
The booties. If you have to pee, you put the booties on. Even if you're going to vomit, you need to put the booties on. Okay? Booties, booties, booties. And at that, it's like, at that point, I'm like, I'm just taking my shoes off. I'm leaving them outside.
Yeah.
I'm going to go barefoot into the house. I'm going to pee my pants. I'm going to do whatever.
Brandy's style is so bad. Like, this is the second. Well, okay. She wore the Target skirt last week because I know because I have it. This week, it's not flattering. This week, she wore navy white striped shorts with gold anchors on them. That was a hard pass for me.
So Stephanie was wearing the outfit Brandy thought she looked like. Stephanie had like a white top with like a navy shorts, and it was a kind of high waist, and she had wedges on. And she was like, it's like almost like what, like expectation versus reality.
Well, yeah. And like, I mean, clearly on the invitation, it was pizza chic, and that was not pizza chic.
Pizza party chic. What the hell is pizza party chic? Because mine is leggings because I need stretch pants if I have to chase every person's pizza.
Yeah. Oh, God. That sounds like a fun party. How does Brandy not like pizza? Well, I guess she doesn't eat bread. She's like gluten-free. That's what I assumed.
But it's like, okay, Tiffany, you already know the response that happened at dim sum.
She's a food pusher.
You know, well, and it just was like, and with the crickets, and everyone was like, no. And then when she did the crickets thing, I'm like, okay, I think everybody overreacted, but I thought, Tiffany.
But why did she even have crickets? Like, why was that a thing?
First off, I've had crickets in guacamole. This is also why I was, like, surprised that I thought that Carrie would have been okay with it. Because I've had it, like, in Mexico City, and they told me it was, like, a delicacy to put crickets in your guacamole.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought, which, you know, you
could just, like, gave it a crunch.
Crickets.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually, I thought it was delicious. Mm-hmm. I'm also somebody like, I'll try everything once.
Yeah.
You know, and then if I don't like it. But I just thought Carrie is looking for a way to take Tiffany
down again. I agree with that.
And it was, but also Tiffany, you didn't need to do it. And then when I thought, okay, Brandy's going to go throw up now. One, I think she was pregnant at this point, didn't know.
Oh.
But two, I think she definitely made herself throw up I don't think she, like, it's like, oh, all of a sudden Tiffany told you they're crickets. And you're like, oh, no, now I'm sick.
Yeah, no.
You know, but she could have, maybe she did, like, maybe mental. I don't know. The whole thing for me. And then it was like, Carrie's like, well, I've got to come in and tell you guys how rude that was in the bathroom. Carrie wasn't wearing booties.
Carrie is also like, you know what? I'm done with Deandra. I am not going to have superficial friends. And I'm just getting too old for that. And, you know, Carrie was definitely, like, on her high horse. And, yeah, like, I do think, whatever, Brandy got sick. But Carrie was like, she asked you about the crickets. And you tricked her. And she has a really sensitive stomach. And now she's throwing up. It's, like, making someone feel really bad. And Brandy was also.
Well, I was laughing when she was like, I'm so sorry, Brandy. Please put the booties on. I'm so sorry, Brandy. I didn't know that I was going to have booties.
But I think Brandy handled it really well. She's like, no, like, I mean, no.
You didn't know. Yeah. It's okay.
I'm just going to go barf in your mansion.
And it's just, you know.
Wait, also, I thought it was hilarious that Tiffany was like, I would give the party like a B-. Like, that was a bad grade. Like, B- is not a bad grade. Like.
Not at all. Even when Cam got a C minus in the doggy training, I was like, C's get degrees.
Absolutely.
What did you think? I did laugh when – I was laughing when Tiffany was like – because Tiffany also, I felt, was a little tipsy from that Three Moons wine, yes, which I want to try.
Yes.
And she's like, I got to tell you guys a story. So when I was little, I would call jalapenos jalapones. Or what did she say?
Jalapones. Yeah. Or something.
It's like – they're like, oh. And then.
But Carrie was like trying. Carrie was like trying to one up her and was like, well, I didn't learn English till I was 16. I beat you. You know?
Okay.
It's like, and there's always like those people. It's like, my life's harder than yours. Like, listen to me. Look what I had to do.
Right.
That's like everybody, well, actually.
I don't like Carrie. You know, that's okay.
Should we talk about the pinata?
Okay. I feel like we had two little differing opinions on this. I thought it was really rude that they were basically saying, hey, thanks for throwing this party, Tiffany, but we're still going to make it all about Carrie. I don't understand why all the women are so – I mean, I get it. They're jealous and there's like something's not meshing well within this group. But I was like, why don't – like, you guys are sabotaging Tiffany's party with a pinata for Carrie and a trip for Carrie's birthday at Tiffany's event.
No, but they just like need, they were basically like, oh, we got too drunk. We forgot to use this pinata. Let's do it now on camera so that we can announce that we're taking a trip and we're going to use the excuse for Carrie's birthday because we have to have an excuse to go on a girls' trip because our kids want us to be away from them, as Cam said.
But okay, but here's one thing. The birthday is for Carrie, the trip is for Carrie's birthday. Bring the pinata there.
But they had to announce it was trip. It was announcing it.
Second,
there.
Second, inside. What's going on with Brandy and Stephanie's shared house? Because isn't that also in Austin?
Remember where
Leanne tried to kill Marie?
Yeah.
We still have no camera footage of that. What's up with their house? Did they sell it? Is it non-existent? What happened?
I think it's non-existent. Maybe they're actually going to that house. No, it's gonna. No, they're gonna be on Lake Travis, right? They're gonna be on Lake Travis. Yeah. Is so fun. I want to go somewhere for spring. I really just want to go somewhere for my spring break so badly.
You could go on an all expense paid trip to your sister's apartment underneath you. You guys could do a house swap.
No. Okay.
You could have your own The Holiday. You could be Cameron Diaz. She could be Kate Winslet.
Okay. I did think that, like, this is my last point, that mm-hmm. Chanel jewelry in the pinata that Cam was talking about, that they had – her friend got a pinata and the husband put Chanel jewelry in it. That's amazing.
I don't like to be rich.
Ugh, no idea.
God, I would love to be rich. I also – I was thinking too. I was like, this is kind of proving why I think you need – I texted you this. Like, this is why you need two new people on each season so that they can, like, band together. And then I thought, wait, Jen is supposed to be new and somehow sabotage herself with the divorce. But she's still not on Tiffany's side. Why is she more accepted?
I wish they just, like, Tiffany edited is. Jen out completely because she doesn't have a talking head. We know zero about her. Like, at least we got a little something for her. It's like she's just an extra.
Right. It's just an extra body. And we don't need that in COVID times, okay?
No, we don't.
All right. Well, do you have – ow. Okay, I funny boned myself.
Ooh,
I
have to go. Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.